Hey guys, I'm Kathy.
And I'm Christina.
Grab a seat and your favorite drink.
Because we are about to lift the veil on how teamwork makes the dream work.
All right.
Okay, so for me, Kathy, I'm sure you feel the same, but for me, we come into wedding days and we're like super collaborative and we are wanting to like really be a part of a team. I kind of thought we would talk today a little bit about like how we contribute as a team and experiences that we've had with other vendors who have made our day exceptional, and then also want to get like your feedback on what you think and all that good stuff. So
yeah, I'm here for this topic because I do think, you know, we're playing with a lot of cliches and we have fun saying teamwork makes the dream work, but it does. That's a cliche and a standard statement for a reason. It does make the dream work because the fastest thing to create frustration in the background is a bad vendor team. I'm just going to say it. Mm-hmm. And it happens.
The weakest link is how the day will go.
Yep, that's exactly right.
It's kind of like we always say, like, the crappiest photo in a gallery is how good the gallery is. The shittiest vendor on the vendor team is how the day will go.
Yep. I mean, there is a reason why we no longer accept, I'm going to do air quotes, the friends that are also professional vendors. Because they're not. Yeah. I've been burned on that so many times that I'm just not doing it anymore. So we now, it's actually a requirement that you don't have to hire our vendors, but you have to require that you hire professional vendors that are not family friends.
Yeah.
If you want a family friend DIY wedding, there are plenty of planners out there that will do it. It's just not us anymore.
Well, so also when you mix those like family friends into a wedding, it gets complicated. You're balancing relationships and big feelings and experience and expectations.
And then you're usually like cut on the service because you were cut on the price.
Right.
And so I hear it all the time where they're like, well, they only charged me X amount. Okay. Mm-hmm. But they're creating way more headaches for you than you would have ever had to deal with had you just paid the difference in money.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it comes down to what's your time worth? What's your headache? What are your sleepless nights worth?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I think we definitely need to go down that. So, you know, as a planner, I work with every single vendor and I understand where it's really important to have professional vendors in those areas. But how about as a photographer? Like,
yes.
Like from a photographer standpoint, I feel like the person you probably work closest with, which is kind of how we met and got together, is the planner.
Correct.
Because it's so important. I asked you a question sort of, and then I'm going to jump back and take it back on this. One of the very first things we do once we have the timeline laid out is we get with our photographer and I say, this is what I have planned for the day. Tell me if there's any roadblocks,
that vividly stuck out into my mind. And I think I even told you after our first email, wow, thank you so much for reaching out with this much time, like this much ahead of time, because now we can be on the same page. And even though we had never worked a wedding before at that wedding, it was amazing. That day it was hot as hell, but it was a great wedding.
It was July in Texas.
It was July in Texas, but it was a great wedding.
Yeah.
And you and I vibed all day. I remember getting a little hot that day and you like came over and you're like, okay, friend.
I got you. We'll put a cold brag on the back of your neck. We'll pull out our fan. I do have fan. We'll walk around the building. So I do have a fan that walks around with me.
Well, I wanted to share like some things that we've seen you and other planners do that have made our jobs much easier.
Yeah. Talk about me first because I'm most important.
Of course. I mean, I think it always starts with communication, and a big part of that when it comes to planning and overall day success is a timeline. And I'm gonna maybe hit a few nerves here, but as a photographer who kind of approaches things a little differently, you reached out to me and you said, hey, here's an idea of what I'm thinking. Can I get your feedback on how this works for you? Instead of sending me a timeline and saying, here's the timeline, figure it out, peace.
Yeah.
You know, see a wedding day. When I have a planner come to me and say, how does this work for you? It really opens up not only the communication, but the trust. And because I don't ever want to nitpick what a planner does. I don't ever want to tell you how to do your job. But I also know that a couple hires me to do something very unique and very specific because that's what they want. And the only way I can do that is by advocating for the process. So having the ability to say, okay, this is a little crazy, but we come in as soon as hair and makeup comes in, and we don't leave until their after party's finished, right, or whatever, and saying, just give me the key moments of the day. Everything else, you plan it.
Yeah, and I even have had clients in the past that have said, oh, I've taken care of that vendor, you don't need to worry about them. Mm-hmm. Well, we want to know everything about every vendor, because right, it is a team effort. And aside, you know, of course I'm the planner, so I'm going to say we're the most important vendor of your day.
Well,
but I actually often say your photographers, your top planner is your top most important vendor of the day, because they're the vendor that's capturing everything that's going to be around after everything
we're
else is gone.
All up in their business.
And you're all up in their business.
They're naked at points. They're, you know, having very vulnerable emotional moments with people that they either have amazing relationships with, or maybe want amazing relationships with, and have had their hearts broken a few times with family relationships and things like that.
I was going to say, the flip side of that too is that you're catching a lot of behind the scenes stuff that they don't want anybody to know about.
Right.
You know, because we all know wedding days are not always flowers and butterflies, mm-hmm, because there are, again, family dynamics that play in, that you might have a mom that's pissing somebody off, or a best friend, mm-hmm, or just a bride that is overhearing everybody's tips in her ears all day long.
Yes.
And you're catching every snarky face or
the
facial expressions,
the little eye rolls, creases in their eyes when they're like being, yep, sassy and stuff.
Yep.
But also, like, there's like truly vulnerable moments. For example, when the bride is getting in her dress, every time I tell our brides, if the door is open, I assume it's okay for me to take a picture. If you don't want me to take a picture, close the door or tell me. And so when a bride is getting in their dress and they are either topless or their booties are hanging out and they're wearing their wedding lingerie, I'm still photographing through those moments, but very intentionally to capture something a little more romantic and maybe a touch of boudoir.
I love the idea of their
spouse can come back and be like, ooh, you are yummy. Look at
saucy.
You getting ready for our wedding, you know, but lots of vulnerable moments. So having the freedom with a timeline and the trust from the planner to do my job is really great.
Well, and I've run across more photographers than I can tell you that I experienced this, that they don't have respect and trust from the planner,
mm-hmm,
which blows my mind. Like, how do you pull off a wedding day where your planner and your photographer are not working together in tandem seamlessly?
Well, I can't tell you how many times in the past, less recently, but there were many times where we would ask a couple, do you have a planner? No. And then they would hire someone last minute because they were panicking and stuff needed to get done.
Yep.
And we didn't know. And so the planner would come in and be like, kind of, maybe we make this another episode another day, but kind of getting all up in our lane, right?
Yeah.
And I know you and I have talked about a very specific moment where you might have made this mistake, and
yep,
that's all good. We all learn from it, but it's really important to have the freedom to do my job. And the specific instance, the planner had come in and she was like, all right, here's this shot, and I want this done at this time in this location. And I was like, whoa, babes, the light's not great there. The background's not great. It's busy. It's distracting. I'd love to get a shot like that, but now is not the time and that is not the place.
Yeah.
And the bride, like, wasn't upset. The planner was upset. But what really happened was the planner, who did have a wonderful idea, started to place doubt in the couple's mind on my capability of doing my job.
And that's not something that needs to happen day of.
Right. So as collaborative and playing as a team is important, it's also important to know when to step back and let somebody do their job. That's also teamwork.
Yep. Yeah. And, you know, I know we touched on this in another episode, and I know we'll have a full other episode about, mm-hmm, staying in your lane, but that's as much as teamwork is important, staying in your lane and doing what you were hired to do is, mm-hmm, is very important.
Coming prepared to do your job is playing as a team. That way other vendors aren't responsible for your duties. You're not having to step in and MC for a DJ because the DJ doesn't know how to MC. The DJ's got it. He's going to do his job in theory.
Yeah, so don't get me started on the whole, the DJ is the DJ, so he's automatically the MC. No, that is not the case.
Anybody, we got good ones who are, and I'll give you their names.
I know, but anybody out there that says, oh, I hired a DJ, he'll MC. Okay, but does he know how to MC? That's a whole pain point.
So as a planner then, how can a photographer or other vendors, other than just doing their job, how can they assist you and be a good part of the team?
respond and communicate. So yes. If I'm reaching out to you a month or 2 months in advance with a timeline outline and saying, here's what I have. Can you tell me if this flows? And I will say most do it. Can you tell me if this flows with your day and what you've talked to the couple about and other private conversations that I've not been privy to? Because of course they're going to have their own conversations with you guys. Mm-hmm. When the photographer says, yes, I've read through this and hey, it makes more sense if we do this here and it'll save us some time. And you know, yeah. if it's the two of you, Will and I can shoot more here and be more productive than if we do it the way you have it laid out, then I'm going to go, okay, cool. Like, yeah. I didn't think about it
that way.
Let's do more. That's great. And so I think it's just, for me as a planner, mm-hmm. anytime a fellow vendor reads what I've sent out, reads the timeline.
I've heard that complaint so many times. Read the freaking email.
Do you guys have any idea like how much time is put into these blanking, I'm going to try to curb my language here, these blanking timelines, they are not rinse and repeat. The structure mm-hmm. might be the same, but I am cultivating every single line of that timeline.
Right.
My timelines are 10 to 13 pages long.
Right.
The vendor timelines are not that long, and the wedding party.
Yeah, you actually also send like concise ones, which I love.
I send the vendor timeline that's down mm-hmm. to usually about 5 pages, and then now I have a whole new system where you can just click a link and get the timeline that's applicable to you, so that's mm-hmm. a whole other thing I'm excited about. Mm-hmm. But my biggest pain point where there's the biggest frustration is when vendors don't read that and yep. then they show up on wedding day and go, oh, well, I didn't know that.
Well, she didn't tell me that.
You got the same communication. Anybody that's done an event with me for the last 25 years knows that 2 weeks prior to the event, it's all done.
Yeah.
Anything we're doing that last 2 weeks is like little tiny tweaks that might be changed, but it is nothing that is affecting mm-hmm. the course of the plan for the day. Mm-hmm. So if you're the photographer, if you're the videographer, if you're the DJ, if you're the caterer, just read it.
Yeah.
Just see if everything, and I know you've got lots of weddings and you can't read everything, which is why I try to give the concise, the shortened version of it. Mm-hmm. But most everybody uses Microsoft Office products. It's not hard to do a key search for your name, the right. McMeekins, and see where right. it's plugged into the timeline.
Right.
So I'm not asking you to even read verbatim, but that's the biggest piece. Mm-hmm. When that happens, we see a night and day different outcome.
Yes.
To the entire wedding day.
Because everyone's on the same page. There's right. no missing pieces of the puzzle. Everyone knows where to be, when to be there, and how to be there.
Well, and we're all here for the same purpose, which is to make this day gorgeous for this couple. Mm-hmm. Nobody is here to, you're not my competition. Mm-hmm. You are my collaborative team member for the
exactly.
day.
Exactly. And ultimately, our goals should be the same. To serve the couple and bring their vision to life. The goal shouldn't be to make me shine or make you shine or get an award-winning photo, although I won't lie, it's in the back of my brain. But you know what? The goal is to make the couple's day everything that they imagine it to be.
Yeah. So for sure, all of those things work. Was there ever another time that you had a vendor that was not the planner that did something that stood out in your brain?
I mean, a photographer will always think about a videographer in this conversation.
Because videographers can either be your best ally or your biggest enemy on the wedding day.
Absolutely. And that could be not just a single episode, but an entire series that I could go on and on and on for days about and have people come in. And maybe we do that eventually. Maybe we have, I don't know, different videographers come in and give their opinions and all that. But for me, our process is to let the couple exist without interruption and interruption from us. And so when a videographer comes in, they often need something different. They often need something a little more tailored and curated or a little more posed in order to get motion or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so it's important that the photographer and videographer have met up or talked on the phone or discussed the wedding before wedding day. That way,
do y'all outreach to videographers and say, hey, I see you were doing this wedding
always.
Together?
Okay. If we know the videographer exists, which again, sometimes we don't know until day of, and you know, Joe Schmo's here with his camera and we're going to figure it out, but yeah. it's going to make it a little more hiccupy sometimes. Yeah. So, I just think that working together as a team, going in prepared and communicating and willing to bend when things change, because things change. I don't know of a single wedding that's gone by without some kind of pivot or, oh, let's revise this real quick, or maybe a little hiccup. It doesn't have to be big, just something little, and being willing to go with the flow as a wedding day
yep.
changes. And
Well, and I think, you know, timing on a wedding day, like we have timing, and I will tell you as a planner, I stick within my timing within anywhere between 5 and 10 minutes mm-hmm. on a given timeline item. But there are often things that happen earlier in the day, especially where hair and makeup is involved, mm-hmm. where it can really skew the timing yes. earlier in the day. And so a really great photographer, which I have had the pleasure of working with multiple times, when timing runs behind, if you have a really great photographer, they know how to get you back on schedule.
Yep, totally
and,
true.
I've had a couple of instances recently where we've fallen behind with hair and makeup and mm-hmm. getting dressed and some things that have really thrown things off.
An extra first look or an extra this or an extra right. that. Every 5 minutes adds up.
Yeah, it does. It really mm-hmm. does. And then before you know it, the photographer who was prepared, who did read the timeline, mm-hmm. who has their shot list, can say, you know what, we got these shots. I'm going to move this and bump mm-hmm. this up, and we're going to mm-hmm. switch this. And I have no problem with those kind of flip-flops happening right. throughout the day if it means we stay on track and we get back on track. So mm-hmm. I do think you're exactly right. Like, it's really important to have that open communication with not only your planner, your photographer, and your videographer, but even throughout the day. Like, the yes. caterer might say, are we still on task for dinner at 7:30? And I'll go, we're going to bump to 7:40, but yeah, we're going to be right back on.
Whenever a planner can come in and be like, hey, 15 minutes, we've got this. Even though I know the timeline, I'm not going to have an alarm set all day long. I know some people do. I am not going to, because that takes me out of documentary mode. But if I can have a planner come in and say, hey, 15 minutes, we're going to do a first look. I'm like, great, 15 right. minutes. I got a heads up. I can start transitioning. So if a planner ever has time, or an assistant who has time, where they can come in and give me that heads up, oh my gosh, that puts that planner even higher on my list of faves. You mentioned to me the other day about working with a photographer who did something far and beyond, above and beyond. Oh, little doggies.
We got a dog snoring in the background.
Sleeping and dreaming. You mentioned to me about a photographer who went above and beyond during some downtime. Do you want to share a little
yeah.
bit about that?
Yeah. I'm actually going to take, I know we're wrapping up, I'm going to give a couple of really big vendor shout outs, because I've yeah. had some really amazing experiences
yeah.
with seasoned vendors that I've worked with, or just things that I've noticed where they've really stepped up and changed in the last couple of years. So this particular photographer, Jenna Marie and Company, huge shout out to her. She actually reached out to me prior to the wedding day and said, hey, I got your timeline, I read it, mm-hmm. all the wonderful things.
All the things you want from a vendor.
She did all the wonderful things. Mm-hmm. And then she said, hey, while I'm there, what we like to schedule in if we can is, would you like me to take a team photo of you and your staff that mm-hmm. day? And I was like, oh my God, nobody's mm-hmm. ever offered that. That would be incredible. Like,
yeah.
the one thing we don't ever do is get really beautiful shots of us, because we're not right. the ones that are important, but we do like behind the scenes stuff. So she was so on target that day and so on time with everything that she came and grabbed me and she was like, hey, if you're ready, we can do this shot now. And I'm like, yeah, we're ready to go. So she snapped a group shot of us, which was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes, how about we do some individuals too?
Yeah.
And I about fell off the floor. I was yep. like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, let's just do it real quick. She goes, we're running ahead of the game and I've got 5 or 10 minutes to kill. Let's do it. And we were all ready and she click, 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 snap, snap, snap. And that was on a Saturday and we had the pictures by Monday and I was blown away. So
I love
huge
that.
Shout
I
out
love
to Jenna.
Stuff like that.
She was a rock star.
Mm-hmm.
Another vendor that we've worked with in the past, but just really there, I wish I could remember their lead captain's name. I'm so bad that this escaped me, but he was wonderful. It was from Vestal's Catering.
Oh, I love Vestal's.
They were phenomenal.
So
and we've worked with Such them before. They're always so great. But I was cracked up because not only was their captain, their banquet manager, their banquet captain running everything flawlessly, every time he was going to even remotely leave the room, he put somebody in charge.
Mm-hmm.
I was picking up trash at one point because I can't sit still. So I often clean a room up too, just like the wait staff is doing. And he came over and took the trash bag from me and he was like, no, not for you. And mm-hmm. he's like, you're not doing this. And I said, no, I am. Like, let me do it. I can't sit still. And he yep. was like, no, the trash is ours. I mean, just like really going above and beyond to like keep the room clean for the couple and then to not let us do anything that was not really on our list, but we jump in and do things all the time. So Vestal's was great. I'm going to always give them
always,
a big shout
always,
out.
Always, always fantastic.
One of my favorite DJ companies is La Force Entertainment. I'm going to give them a shout out. They've got two of my favorite DJs and they always come prepared and they always show up with having read the timeline. I got a really good picture of Cameron's, one of my favorite, where he had my timeline pulled up on his computer and then his stuff pulled up on another computer screen. And he was working in tandem between the two. And he, not once did I have to prompt him for anything that night.
They're great.
Not Fantastic. Once. Everything he knew what to do. And I found myself standing beside him dancing while he was DJing. And we were having as much fun as like the guests are having. And
that's where receptions are my favorite part. The dance floor is my favorite much part. Fun. We can all like let our hair down and shake our booties and call it a day. Like, yeah. It's just so, everyone lets down their guard a little bit more.
And then you were talking about videographers. This is my last little shout out just for the day. I'll shout out other vendors later.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my favorite videographers is Bill with Paradigm Pictures.
Okay.
Because he, I think, works really well with photographers, is great at staying in his lane. Mm-hmm. And he's like this, I don't know, he like moves behind me like a ghost. Like I feel like I never know he's around, but I turn around and he's there.
I love that.
He's never in the way, but he just manages to capture everything and he does a great job. And then, you know, you guys already know how I feel about y'all. And I have I have a handful of photographers that I just adore. And another one said the same thing to me the other day. She responded back and she was like, I just love that you know my process and how I work and I don't ever have to question you on your timelines.
Right.
And so
I think it's important to remember that we are all a team, that we are all human beings, reminding each other to drink water and to get some food and to nourish ourselves so that we can make it through the day is important. I really do think that like it's small acts of kindness that can make a wedding team, especially one that might not have worked together, all of them before, it can make a wedding day so much easier.
Yeah,
so,
you're our office buddies for the day.
That's like, right. That's it. Remembering we're all on the same team and we're all human beings and we all want the same thing for the couple.
Hashtag so, teamwork.
Team make work. Team. There I go again.
Teamwork.
Teamwork makes a dream work. All thank right. you.
Until next time.